Track 1. Unit 1. Listening Part 1. Multiple choice. Extract 1. You hear two university students talking about applying for jobs.
I mean, I must have sent out loads of applications. Dozens of them. I've lost count, actually. It's all been in the last few days since we got our exam results, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of response I get. Who knows? It might be better than I expect. Maybe I'll be an overnight success. Because I have to admit, before I started applying, I was pretty apprehensive. But actually, once I got all my details and qualifications down, I reckon I come across quite well on paper. It's the interviews that really worry me. I'm sure I'll be offered something. But exactly what? That's a different matter altogether.
To be honest, I've put off applying for anything. I visited lots of websites and saw a few positions that I was qualified for, but realised my heart just wasn't in it. What I really want to do is carry on with this, you know? Take it to the next level, do a postgrad or something. I reckon if I do that, eventually it'll lead to the kind of job that allows me to work abroad. And now Dad's been bought out of the firm, I really think it's my best option.
Extract 2. You hear two business colleagues discussing a conference they have just attended.
I was pleasantly surprised, I must say. You know, you go to some of these things and there are just hordes of people. All the best presentations are full. But the location was right this time. The rooms were all very large. And also the expertise on show was amazing from all aspects of the industry. I just felt that it was a bit static, though, a bit passive. I'd have loved more time to probe the speakers, to draw them out on some of the ideas they'd put forward. It was a missed opportunity, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree up to a point, but I've never had a burning desire to hear people like Professor Walters speak. I decided long before the conference to give his presentation and several others a miss. In fact, when I first saw the schedule, I thought they might be overdoing it a bit, and it'd be better to have a smaller, more select group of presenters. But now it's all over, I think they got the mix about right. And quite often with conferences, a number of speakers pull out as the event approaches. But there wasn't a single no-show this time, which was great.
Extract 3. You hear part of a radio discussion in which two people are talking about plans to expand the size of their city.
Well, I think the council's plans to increase the city's population by 25% over the next 30 years are bold, don't you?
Up to a point, yeah. The emphasis on apartment blocks is questionable, though. It's out of keeping with the city's character. But otherwise, I was encouraged. Too often, these sorts of long-term plans completely ignore the things that contribute most to quality of life. Parks, playgrounds, pools. But there was lots of good detail on that sort of thing.
And the council's decision to invest so heavily in the bus and rail systems a generation ago will be worth it if this goes ahead. And I think the changes will give the city more of a reputation with people overseas.
Yeah, that's true. But within the city itself, I think it might water down our sense of who we are. And in the rest of the country, they'll be pretty indifferent about these plans.